I thought this might be fun. It's something I'm sure that everyone can relate. Saw this study. It's from Whistle Out. Well, Whistle Out is the study that did a survey. It says here it's a consumer-focused website. And the survey here is asking or discovering the digital amnesia that many of us suffer the effects because of technology independence. And what Whistle Out discovered, I'm not even sure a study was necessary. I'm sure that all of us can probably relate when it comes to how many people can't remember phone numbers anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
I only know one other. That's about it. Maybe two.
Well, in fact, the Whistle Out study says 1 in 10 people can't even remember their own number.
That sometimes is an issue.
Let alone remembering everyone else's number. when you think back to before smartphones became so prominent.
Yeah, you had to sit there and turn that dial around several times, dial a phone number or whatever. You had to have a phone book, and then nowadays you just don't need it.
You don't need it, Dan. What's the need for memorizing numbers? Because you just go to your contacts and boop, there it is.
Yeah.
All saved for you. 17% of us, it says here, don't know our spouse's number. Yeah, I'd say the same thing.
It's just hitting a button. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
There's only like one number difference, so I guess I should.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, did you get them at the same time?
Years ago. Yeah.
How clever that is. Well, that's an easy way then.
Yeah.
That's very note to self. If I ever upgrade my phone system. And it says here only about half of us do have between 2 and 5 numbers on average that are actually memorized from our contacts. It's about half. Two to five numbers.
I'd say about two. Yeah.
I'm trying to think which ones, I'm not sure. If somebody asks you what your number is, many times you have to go and look for your own number.
Yeah, the only ones I memorize are the ones for the station. When people ask for a number or whatever, you have to tell them what number or what line to call for what purpose or whatever. But other than that, all my other contacts and everything are in my smart little computer I carry around.
And Whistle Out and the people doing these studies and surveys and the talk about digital amnesia, says that's not that it's a bad thing. It's just the way that we have gone into the future utilizing technology.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They compare it to the way that a lot of people don't remember passwords.
Oh man. The ones I hate are the ones where they change them like every 30 days. It just drives you nuts, and it won't let you reuse any of the previous ones. And
Yep, and a lot of people just save them for especially places that they go all the time. They just click, and it already takes you right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm dealing with one this morning that I discovered that there was a change made. And so I have to reset not just a password, but I got to reset a username too.
Oh no! Oh.
Yeah, I actually have to go to a different site because it's for security protocols.
Sure,
it's for a system that we actually use here for our operation. But it's like I wasn't expecting that. It's like, okay. My guess is they probably sent out a message that I ignored.
Or one in your spam.
Or maybe it's one of those that's like, I'll look at this later when I have time.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, uh-oh. Anyway. So digital amnesia, our dependency on mobile devices that prevents us from keeping important information in our heads. Even saying, too, when it comes to those who are sometimes asked for emergency contacts in situations, that people can't even recall those emergency numbers, those all-important numbers of when you think about who your emergency contact is, which for a lot of people would be a spouse. And we already know that most people don't remember their spouse's number. I don't know. So if I'm in an emergency, call 911.
I think people can still.
Although I think that they're talking about, who you're going to contact in case you're in a situation like that.
Right.
The other thing that it talks about here is something that we used to do. It says here that people sometimes, even if they didn't remember numbers before, again, their smartphones, most people, and I actually deal with this here with a couple of numbers that I have to engage each day. I don't know if I have the number memorized, but because you have the pattern, I guess I'll call it, on the dial, on the push button pad, You just automatically punch the pattern in.
Oh,
you know,
oh,
I'm not even sure if I know what the numbers are. No, I just, know what. I know what. I'm not even sure, and I think about that, and I do that with some of the contacts I had to do. Yeah.
Well, we had an employee who once worked here who used to write everything on her hand.
Yeah,
I remember.
That's the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, that was the old-fashioned way. It worked.
Yeah, it worked. You know, I'll say this real quick. For those, everybody has to have like 30 passwords for everything. There is a site you can go to called LastPass, and it'll set a password for you, and then it saves it to your device.
Oh, really?
It's just, so that way you don't have to, that way you're not remembering. And you can set it to different, like your laptop or your pad or your phone. It can go out multiple places. It's an idea. Just throwing it out there, everybody.
So you don't have to create your own.
Correct. It creates it for you. And it's really well encrypted, too, where, you know, nobody's really going to get it.
Okay, yeah, that's another good.
Nobody will get it.
Which is the problem if you're really trying to set a very difficult password.
Yes.
You never remember it because it's so difficult.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or sometimes you can't tell the difference on whether it's a 1 or L.
L, right.
Or a 0 or a O.
Right.
Yeah, some of them get a little tricky.
So you just copy and paste and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Yeah,
that's the way to do it.
All right, so real quick, since you're talking about phone numbers people can't remember off the top of your head without thinking, childhood phone number, go.
That I remember.
Do you? Oh, I can easily say mine. 533-3873. Boom. Right there.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
That was mine. Now I would have to think. Okay, now I know my number now. Yeah, all right. I have to think about it for a second.
Well, here, I'll give you a good one. We didn't get a phone until after I was growing and out of the house, so I didn't have a phone number to remember. Had to go next door to my aunt's house.
Wow. That's some great history. Well, you know,
it tells how old I am.
That's okay.
It was using the telegraph.
If Art were here, he'd tell us about when the phone was invented and his conversations with Alexander Graham Bell at the time.
Yeah, right.